This week in the Missouri Senate, we review more priority legislation debated on the Senate floor.
Substitute for House Bill.
Part of the week focused on ethics reform.
And Mr. President,
Senator Bob Onder of Lake St. Louis handles House Bill 2166, which seeks to modify provisions of law relating to ethics. He claims more than $900,000 in gifts went to lawmakers last year.
The concern about subtle influence on our behavior remains.
During discussion, Senator Jason Holzman of Kansas City mentioned he is among those senators who believe one critical element is missing from the measure.
Any legislation that we pass without dealing with campaign finance reform will not make a dent.
House Bill 2166 has been set aside for a future debate. Another measure that relates to ethics reform, House Bill 1983, has been given Missouri Senate approval and moves back to the Missouri House.
Bill number 656.
On Monday afternoon, Missouri senators gave first-round approval to Senate Bill 656, which specifies no additional fee beyond $100 could be charged to process concealed carry permit applications and would allow military members extra time to renew their permits. Sponsor Senator Brian Munslinger of Williamstown says this would also apply to someone who is incapacitated.
Due to an injury incurred while in military service.
During debate, Senate Minority Floor Leader Joseph Kevany of St. Louis mentioned, under certain circumstances, a veteran would not have to qualify again for a concealed carry permit.
If I join the Marines, then do I get the first 2 months free, or do I get a total of 7 months?
Senate Bill 656 has received Missouri Senate approval and now moves to the Missouri House of Representatives for similar consideration.
Life a little easier.
Another measure that relates to the concealed carry law is Senate Bill 1026, sponsored by Senator Dave Schatz of Sullivan. His proposal would create a lifetime permit to carry concealed firearms.
This is a license for citizens that have passed the training and the background check requirements for concealed carry license.
The Missouri Senate Transportation, Infrastructure, and Public Safety Committee has not yet taken final action on the bill.
Modifies the provisions relating to hemp extract.
Members of the Missouri Senate Veterans Affairs and Health Committee hear testimony on Senate Bill 822, which seeks to modify provisions relating to hemp extract. Senator Kevany sponsors the proposal and tells the panel it would add to existing law.
CBD does not have the harmful side effects of many prescription drugs. Actually, the FDA considers it a food.
Final committee action has not yet been taken on Senate Bill 822. And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting for the Missouri Senate, I'm Dean Morgan.